Beer, an alcoholic drink made from yeast, fermented malt flavored with hops. Abel, having the power, skill, means, or opportunity to do something. Dad, a person who is corny or embarrassing in the way that a father figure might be.
Daddy's home!
I love you, Daddy!
When you bring all three of those words together, you get the Beerable Dad Podcast. Welcome.
What is up, and welcome to another episode of the Beerable Dad. I'm your host, the Beerable Dad. Hopefully everybody's Christmas was really good. I'm recording this early, so it's not quite Christmas, but it's pretty close. First thing I wanted to do was I wanted to give a giant shout out to Nine Locks Brewing Company. David, I believe, over there sent me a package which contained a nice like baseball shirt, stickers, a pin, and 9 different beers. And I'm slowly going through them, and I'm taking down my thoughts. So I'm going to do like a episode dedicated to Nine Locks for them sending me that. I really appreciate it. It's it was really, really thoughtful, especially during the Christmas time. So giant shout out to Nine Locks. Go over there, show them some love. I believe they've just been hit with a bit of COVID, and they had to shut down one of their places for a little bit. So yeah, go over there, show them some love. Even on Facebook, say hey. Heard good things about you from the Beerable Dad that I think I would really appreciate if you guys did that. So, thank you. Anyways, moving on. I wanted to talk about something a little more, like a little different than what I usually talk about, and it's gaming. And I've talked about gaming. So, me and a friend of mine, Brandon, we've been talking about maybe doing a group D&D session with our sons. And it's one of those things where I am super excited to do it, but nervous at the same time. And I'm not saying that D&D is a bad thing. D&D is great. I love it. A friend of mine had some issues with drinking, and I really think that us like being able to play D&D together really helped him. So I've really found a love for it, and I think everybody should try it at least once. People might say, "Oh, it's so nerdy. Oh, it's this, it's that, it's the devil." It's not. It's you just pretending. And sometimes it's really nice to get back to that childhood feeling of pretending. I've ran quite a few different D&D campaigns for friends, and I really love it. It's fun. Actually, another person I know has had put a post on Facebook saying that they had just bought all the stuff to play D&D, and they were super excited about it. So I sent them a message right away. I was like, "Hey, if you guys need me to run a game, I will run a game for you guys, and we can have a lot of fun, and we can make this like a weekly thing." And I would really enjoy that. But moving on to like what I was talking about before with Brennan and our sons, like I think that'd be really fun to do. My son's 11, as I've said. I think he's almost at that perfect age where he'll take it serious enough and goofy enough that it'll be a really fun time for everybody. And like Brennan's boy, he's 11 also, and then his other two boys are, I think, 14 and 15. And then him, and then I would be the dungeon master. And it would be a blast. Like, it's one of those things where I want to incorporate my children into what I really love doing. And I know some people might be like, "Oh, well, maybe it's a little early for them to do that." And I think I've said before, I am all for my children exploring things like games and art and music and movies. Of course, I'm not going to let them watch something that's borderline adult entertainment. I'm not going to let them watch that. But if my son comes up to me and says, "Hey, Dad, there's this new horror movie. I really want to check it out." Hey, let's watch it. Recent one we watched was the Candyman. It's pretty gory. It's got some real bad stuff happens in it, but it's art, I think, and I like to reassure them that that's okay. You can look at whatever, like, you can't look at whatever you want. You can interpret things any way you want, but you have to have, like, a good outlook on it, if that makes sense. I might be completely off my rocker here. So, yeah, and I let him listen to whichever music he likes. And, yes, there is cursing in some of the music he likes, and I have no problem with that. As a parent can tell if your kid can handle it or not, I think. I know I can. My son My son thrives off of it. My daughter also. If she wants, I let her watch what she would like. And if I don't approve of it, I will tell her that. And that's as far as it needs to go. Like and some dads might think that I am completely wrong on this, and that's fair. I understand both sides of it. I see it 100%. But I think art is meant to be subjective for everybody. So I think D&D is also an art. So I like, if you haven't played D&D, here's a little crash course in it. I'm the dungeon master, so I'm the guy that creates the game. And I'll spend hours, days creating. You can buy books that tell you exactly how to play it. But I prefer to create my own stuff, and it's called homebrew. You come up with a plot, and then as you work your way through it, I found this as a dungeon master. You can't plan too much, but you can plan enough that you have ways you can send your people. And then as you go through, you figure out what your players want in the end, like just through the way that they're playing, and you can create this epic ending battle for them to explore and be part of. And yeah, the best part about it is that with D&D, it's never ending. You don't win D&D. You get through the campaign and then you can start a new campaign. You can continue that campaign into like new subsections. A really great podcast. Actually, there's two that I really, really enjoy, and I think they do an amazing job. And one is from McElroy's. If you don't know who they are, they have My Brother and Me podcast. But they have a podcast called The Adventure Zone. And the first, I think it's six or seven seasons of The Adventure Zone. The first season is them just figuring it out. It's amazing. They are very funny. They're everything that you want in a D&D podcast, from my opinion. The other one I really like is, if you know who Brian Posehn is, Brian Posehn has a podcast called Nerd Poker, and he plays with all of his friends, and it's fantastic also. They are quite funny. They're a little more mature than The Adventure Zone. There is like more swearing and stuff like that. But if you're interested in ever like trying D&D, check that out. If the kids are with you, check out The Adventure Zone. If you ever want to get your kids into it, The Adventure Zone's the way to go. It's super funny. And I'm not saying that the McElroys don't swear, but it's just a bit less vulgar, if that makes sense. So another thing that if you want to check out, if you want to learn about D&D, there's a guy on YouTube. His name's Matt Colville. He has a thing called Running the Game, and it is amazing to learn from him. He is like a game designer, and he does a fantastic job on explaining things that you need to know, and it's very simple terms. So yeah, I think I'm going to create a game for my kids and my friends' kids, and have a very lighthearted and see how they go about it. The older boys I'm not as worried about. The younger boys I'm more worried about. But the only way to see if they're ready is to try it. And I think that's a lot of things. Like, it's weird. Like, giving your child a knife for the first time to cut up their own meals. That sounds like something that you're like, oh yeah, everybody does that, like, whenever. But it's still one of those things that you're like, oh, is he ready? Or are they ready? Is your, like, whoever is ready. And sometimes they're not. I have definitely found that with my daughter. My daughter's 8. And she has troubles cutting with a knife sometimes. So does my son still. And he's 11. But I also try and show them, just like playing D&D, I'm going to show them the way that I have learned to do it, and I'm going to show them a good baseline on my thoughts of what is the best way to do it, so that they can learn from that. They can learn from that, and then they can grow, and they can make their own choices. And it sounds stupid saying that about, oh, they like using a knife or using a fork, but they're big jumps in your child's like growing up. And I gave my kids like the little play stuff at first, so that's why I'm doing it this way. I'm gonna start with a small play, and then we can move on to something bigger and bigger. And then, hey, you never know, maybe 20 years I can be like the McElroys and have a D&D podcast with my kid. I think that would be amazing. I think that it would be one of those things that would be just, it would make my heart feel good, right? It's, yeah. So we're going to try that, I think. I got to figure out a story for it, but I don't know. I'll get something awesome and epic for them to run through. I like that. Just them learning, and it's like anything. When they start to learn something, you get super excited about it. Or like the first, I'm sure that there's hockey dads, the first goal that your son or daughter score, I'm sure that you were like emotional. And I got that way when my little girl performed at her first ballet concert. I got emotional because I was so proud of her and that she had learned something and she had done it. And yeah, it's quite awesome. I think it's a really neat part of being a dad that I wasn't expecting to get so emotional about, but I definitely do. When my son won a medal in Taekwondo, I almost teared up. I did tear up. I didn't cry, but I definitely teared up. It's really hard. And if your children are young right now, wait until it happens and you'll be like, wow, like it'll blow your mind how crazy it is. So, yeah, it's a really cool thing. So I think we're going to try and do a D&D session, with the boys. I'm really looking forward to it in the new year. It should be really fun. Let us, yeah. And if you have any questions about Dungeons and Dragons, feel free to message me. Like, I am 100% for you guys asking me questions about whatever. I want to be asked questions. I think that as a dad, getting other dads' opinions is really good, and you can kind of go off of that stuff. You can be like, oh, I really like this, or I really don't like this. I'm not going to do that with my kids. So I hope that this podcast is like really, like, I hope that this podcast is informative in a way that you can build off of. If that's a good way to say it, I like doing it. I look forward to doing it. So this will be episode 5, I believe. I hope you guys are enjoying it. Yeah. Anyways, let's move on to dad joke of the day. Okay, so dad joke of the day. What do you call a dinosaur that is sleeping? A dino snore. That's right. A dino snore. So, anyways, we're going to move on to my favorite section of this. And I only have so much time. And I like to spend time with my children after school and such. And the one thing I found with doing this podcast that is different is I try a beer sometimes very early in the morning. And I'm like, is that a bad thing? But I'm also just trying these beers. Sometimes I'm only having a drink, maybe four drinks out of it. I know the last beer, I believe it was another pineapple beer. I don't know what I gave it as a review, but it was not. I tried another one after. Like, I went out to my hot tub, and me and my wife were sitting in the hot tub, and I had another beer. And at first, I might have thought they were very good, but it wasn't the greatest. It was mediocre at best. I was not impressed. Not impressed at all. So, yeah. Anyways, so today on the podcast, I figured since Ninelock sent me a whole bunch of beer, we are going to review. Sorry, I just. And it also, like, another thing that Ninelock really does well is on every single can of their beer, they have a little, like, I don't even know what you call it. It's like a little ha 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 thing. You got to kind of look for it. Like the one on this one says notice. And then it says, we were just noticing that you noticed. I think that's great. I think it's really, really funny. So anyways, we're going to try Frig Off, it's called. It's East Coast IPA. It's 6.5%. Let's crack this bad boy open. It's got a really nice smell to it, and I'm gonna go in for my first taster. So one thing I've found is with IPAs, I'm not a huge fan of IPAs all the time. This one, though it has the IPA taste, it doesn't have the IPA aftertaste, which I really like. And that might be because it's free beer. That might not be because it's free beer. It's because... But I've had a couple of these different beer, and one thing I've noticed with Ninelock is it's so smooth at the end. And that's, oh man, it's so good. The can is pretty neat. It's a white can. It's got a lighthouse on it. It looks like some birds around it. It says Frig Off. I'm not sure if it was a Trailer Park Boys reference, maybe? Like Frig Off, Randy! Gotta love the Trailer Park Boys. Yeah, it's tasty. Let's go in again. Yeah, it doesn't have that... Okay, maybe this is a good thing about IPAs or whatever. It's got an aftertaste. Most IPAs have an aftertaste. This one doesn't have that aftertaste, and that it really turns me away from IPAs when it has that aftertaste, because I'm not a... It's just not for me. It's a little too much. But this is really nice. I really like this. Like I said, can presentation, I'd give it like a 6, probably. Beer taste? For a person that doesn't like IPAs, this one's really nice, and it doesn't have that... Not shitty. Different aftertaste. I would stock this in my fridge, I think. I really enjoy this. Another beer that I got from them is their Blonde Ale. I think it's Blonde. I'm really looking forward to trying that. I'm saving that one for last because I'm sure that one will be my favorite. But Ninelock does this really cool thing where most of their... I haven't had one yet. Their beer doesn't have that. It has a really smooth aftertaste, and Yeah, big shout out to Nine Locks, like, just for making great beer and being great people. Like, thank you for everything. Like, I really, really appreciate that, and I want that to go to all the staff there. David, he's the marketing manager, I believe. Giant shout out to David for everything. I really appreciated it. It was pretty freaking awesome of them to send me that. Big shout out to Nine Locks. Go to their website. Go to their wherever you can. Give them a giant shout out. Say that the Beerable Dad sent you. They're amazing. And I just want to convey that some more. They make great beer. Frig Off is really nice. Their Watermelon Blonde was okay. I thought it was going to be something else. So this is exactly what I was expecting it to be. Go check them out. Tell them I sent you. Thanks for listening. And stay beerable.